And I thought to myself, why would Jordy even go out of his way to say this? Why not say maybe one day he'll be a Hall of Famer? Why say he's a Hall of Famer yet? And then I remembered about a month or 2 months ago, a rule was in place. And Magic Johnson, who can now tweet whatever he wants, this is basically the Magic Johnson rule. But since he stepped away as a general manager of the Los Angeles Lakers, he was able to say this. Johnson tweeted, "Everyone relax. We know Steph Curry is a future Hall of Famer. Michael Jordan couldn't say it because he would get fined by the league." And I completely forgot. Completely. Because you can get fined because it's called tampering or whatever, which I don't even know how that would be tampering coming from Michael Jordan in a Today interview. But that gets me out of nowhere. All right. So the NBA is different this year, people, and that's why it's fun, because the NBA finally isn't just going to be, oh, it's the Golden State Warriors, it's against LeBron James, what it has been forever. Nonstop. Now it's different, because there are familiar faces in new places. D'Angelo Russell is now a part of the Warriors. Klay Thompson is supposed to miss the whole entire year. So it opens the Warriors up and opens up a new team in the Western Conference. Russell Westbrook is on the Rockets with James Harden. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George on the Clippers. Anthony Davis is on the Los Angeles Lakers now. On the Pelicans, you have Zion, Lonzo Ball, Derek Favors, Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram, Chris Paul. Poor Chris Paul. He's on the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's got to be. I guarantee he'll be traded before the deadline, but to start the season, he's on the Thunder. Mike Conley and Bojan Bogdanovic is on the Jazz. In the Eastern Conference, Kemba Walker, Celtics. Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, who can't play this year. Brooklyn Nets. Malcolm Brogdon, TJ Warren, the Indiana Pacers with Victor Oladipo. Jimmy Butler is now a part of the Miami Heat. Julius Randle, biggest New York Knicks signing. The 76ers, they went and got Al Horford and Josh Richardson. I enjoy the Indiana Pacers. I'm from Indiana. But if you're looking at how much fun, just from my perspective, college basketball coming up, the National Basketball League coming up, I like watching all this talent. Sports is fun to me. And you look at this from a standpoint because there's going to be a new champion this year. There has to be. It won't be the Toronto Raptors. They're awful. They're awful because Kawhi Leonard left. Let's get that out of the window right now. They're only playing on opening night because they are defending champions. Okay, their best player again is Kyle Lowry, who can't perform usually in the playoffs. In the Eastern Conference side, it's wide open for anybody's taking. Western Conference side, it could be anybody's. I did not think the Warriors were going to lose to the Raptors in the finals, but they did. And now of all these new players basically going to different teams via trade, free agency, it makes the league more diverse again. So if I was going to give you my predictions real quick, in the Western Conference, the 8th seed, the Trailblazers, the Spurs at 7, the Jazz at 6, the Warriors at 5, the Rockets at 4, the 3 seed will be the Denver Nuggets, the 2 seed the Los Angeles Lakers, and the 1 seed LA Clippers. And I feel bad for not putting the Pelicans in there because I think they're going to be a good team. But with Zion Williamson missing 6 to 8 weeks to begin the year, that's where things get rough. And also the Mavericks. I really thought the Mavericks could make it. And it was between me putting the Spurs in or the Mavericks. And you can't go against Greg Popovich. That's like going up against Bill Belichick in football. On the Eastern Conference side, the 8th seed Detroit Pistons, 7 Orlando Magic, 6 Brooklyn Nets, 5 seed Philadelphia 76ers, the 4 seed Miami Heat, 3 seed Indiana Pacers, the 2 seed Boston Celtics, and the 1 seed the Milwaukee Bucks. teams looking out that you thought could come in? The Raptors. A lot of people have the Raptors still in the playoff, and I don't know how. I don't know why. At all. The championship, I think the Clippers knock off the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals, and then they knock off the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo, yeah, I said it right, Giannis Antetokounmpo finally gets in to the NBA championship, has an MVP-type caliber year, but can't get it done because the Bucks don't have much firepower. If people are wondering how the heck did I put the 76ers at the 5 seed on Twitter today, they don't have any shooting. They're going to put Joel Embiid, Al Horford, Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris all on the floor at the same time. Show me where the three-point shooting is. You can't win with just pure big men in this league anymore. Joel Embiid, the way he talks, I think he's a three-point shooter. He's not. He's not. Ben Simmons made a three in the preseason. That's his first of his career. Al Horford, he only hits unless he's playing the Pacers in the playoffs. That's me. Schaefer said you earned credit. You didn't go Pacer the one seed. Come on. All right, Corey's call before we get out of here. Remember, live True Money tomorrow. Full day. Tell your friends to just jump on and give it a listen. What are they going to do to their lunch break anyway? Who wants to sit in a box cubicle at work anyway have nothing to listen to but country music on Pandora? Have them listen in. It's all tomorrow, all Thursday. I promise they'll like it. I'm going to take on the Lakers and the Clippers tonight. That'll be my Corey's call. First basketball pick of the year. I won't stay up and watch it because it's on at 9:30 Central. No way. I'll wake up and find out the score. Should be a good one. But Paul George is not playing. So give me the Los Angeles Lakers. I think Anthony Davis and LeBron James have a game. Oh, yeah. LeBron's the MVP this year. I'll see you tomorrow, people.